puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
It's time now for Abandoned Manitoba, where we check in with Gordon Goldsboro from the Manitoba Historical Society. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Keisha.
Please, remind us of that clue again.
Today will be another example of a building in limbo, one whose future is presently uncertain. In this case, it's a building in Winnipeg that at one time was very powerful. What we're talking about is the former corporate headquarters of Manitoba Hydro, located at the corner of Harrow Street and Taylor Avenue. It's a large four-story building that is now mostly empty.
I didn't realize that it was empty. Okay, you got to tell me. Where do we start?
Well, before we can tackle this story, we should review the various players that have contributed to the history of Manitoba Hydro. We start in 1892 with the founding of the Winnipeg Electric Railway Company. The railway part of its name, incidentally, was dropped by 1924, and it became simply the Winnipeg Electric Company. The firm provided streetcar, gas, and electrical service to Winnipeg and several outlying rural municipalities. In 1953, though, the company's assets were sold to something called the Manitoba Hydroelectric Board.
So what exactly is the Manitoba Hydroelectric Board?
Well, it was established by the provincial government in 1949. It was operated for a couple of years by civil servants until 1951, when its first dedicated employees were hired. The board's mandate was to coordinate the development and operation of all the electrical generating stations in Manitoba, including those of the former Winnipeg Electric Company. The board worked alongside something called the Manitoba Power Commission, which had been established in 1919 to generate, purchase, transmit, and distribute electricity throughout rural areas of Manitoba. Essentially, it promoted rural electrification. Now, if anyone thinks the Manitoba Hydroelectric Board and the Manitoba Power Commission seem, well, let's just say a little redundant in function, you have the same impression as me. So I can understand why then in 1961, those two entities were merged to form Manitoba Hydro. You know, incidentally, though, the company is still named in official documents as the Manitoba Hydroelectric Board. Anyway, we've now identified all the players we need for the story of our building in limbo.
Oh, can you tell me when it was built?
The building itself dates from 1957, but its site has a history that is rooted in hydroelectricity that goes back to 1920. At that time, the city of Winnipeg was expanding, and of course, newly developed areas of the city needed electrical service. So, to meet the demand, the Winnipeg Electric Company constructed what were called substations. Essentially, those were places where high voltage lines coming from the company's generating stations would come into the building and low voltage power lines useful to consumers would go out. To my knowledge, there are 8 of these substations still standing somewhere around Winnipeg. 5 of them were built by Winnipeg Hydro. Now, that's part of Manitoba Hydro, but it doesn't factor much into today's story. And 3 of these substations were built by the Winnipeg Electric Company. Some of these substations, incidentally, are still in use, but not necessarily as power conversion sites. One such substation, built in 1922, is located on Harrow Street, immediately south of our building in limbo. It's now home to the Manitoba Electrical Museum. If people always wondered perhaps what this building used to be, well, that's what it used to be. It used to be a power substation. In 1931, a second power-related presence was established at the substation's vicinity, this time by the Manitoba Power Commission.
Oh, and what was it?
Well, although the Power Commission's work was primarily in rural Manitoba, much of its workforce was based in Winnipeg. In 1931, the commission bought land at the northwest corner of Harrow Street and Taylor, basically immediately north of our building in limbo, and there developed workshops and storage facilities. In 1946, after the Second World War had concluded, and the Transcoda Cordite plant, that's an explosives plant on the east side of Winnipeg that we discussed way back in 2016, it was being decommissioned, and a large metal building from that explosives plant was moved to this Manitoba Power Commission site. It was only there, though, for 6 years. And in 1952, the Manitoba Power Commission sold their land to the Winnipeg School Board for the construction of Harrow Elementary School. So if you're familiar at all with this area, you realize, of course, that the building in limbo has the Electrical Museum to the south of it and Harrow School to the north of it. All of those places having a connection to the power industry.
I remember always thinking that that Harrow School, because it's this school with like little kids and they have all these posters on the fences, and it does always look a little strange right beside this big old power building. I've always thought that. So we've talked a lot about all these buildings, but when do we finally get into the building in limbo?
Right now. By the late 1950s, the demand for electricity around Manitoba was so high that the Manitoba Hydroelectric Board offices in the old Winnipeg Electrical Company building on Notre Dame were becoming really quite crowded. The board hired noted architects Herbert Moody and Robert Moore to design a new office building. In 1958, engineers and administrative staff moved into the building. And the building, incidentally, didn't quite look like it does today. It actually consisted of a two-story part facing Harrow and a three-story part along Taylor. The present building, incidentally, is four stories on both ways. When the board merged with the commission in 1961, they needed more office space. So in 1963, the building was extended westward along Taylor. Finally, between 1966 and 1967, the entire building was raised four floors. I can't imagine how they did that, how they could raise a building but with extra floors while the company kept operating on the inside. It must have been very hard to work in a building like that.
Absolutely.
But that's when it came to its present configuration. Originally, the main entrance to the building faced onto Harrow. And if you look at the building, you can kind of still see that the sort of structure. There's sort of a main sort of way they direct traffic. At some point, and I don't know why, they moved the main entrance to the north side facing Taylor as it is today.
So how did the building actually become vacant?
In 2003, Manitoba Hydro began investigating options for a new corporate headquarters that would consolidate employees from several of its facilities around Winnipeg. Of course, there were pockets of Manitoba Hydro all over Winnipeg, so they needed a place they hoped to bring everybody together. They sought proposals for possible development sites of this new headquarters, and most of the proposals they received were for sites in downtown Winnipeg. In the end, they selected a site on the south side of Portage Avenue, and a highly energy-efficient structure was constructed between 2005 and 2008. That's the building that's there today. The first employees moved in December of 2008, and as the building filled over the next 2 years, they didn't fill it instantly. It was sort of a gradual transition. The old headquarters on Taylor gradually emptied until it was, well, mostly empty.
Okay, so I know that there must be more to this. You said that building is now mostly empty. How come not completely empty?
My sources tell me that Manitoba Hydro has still not completely vacated the building. They have a small contingent of staff working there. I went by the other day. There were still trucks and cars parked in the parking lot. I'm told that it's some kind of backup control center for their power distribution network that, for some reason, Hydro has not yet seen fit to move elsewhere. However, the building is presently on offer for sale by a corporate real estate firm at an unspecified price. So they are planning to vacate it completely, as I understand it, because, I mean, that would seem kind of strange. They would sell the building except for a room in the basement where there's a bunch of people working in.
So what do you think is going to happen to it?
Well, if we consider what happened to the former corporate offices of the companies that merged to become Manitoba Hydro, I predict this building would become office space for the provincial government. I say this because the old Winnipeg Electric Company offices on Notre Dame are still occupied by government employees. The former Manitoba Power Commission offices on Portage Avenue were used for several decades by the Manitoba Motor Vehicle Branch. That's where I went to get my driver's license, for example, when I was a kid. Eventually, that building was sold to Pegwas First Nation, and they all occupy it today. And I have a specific suggestion for the government on how the old Hydro headquarters on Taylor could be used.
Oh, what's that? What's the suggestion?
Well, a lot of provincial civil servants toil in a former warehouse in St. James that is a mostly windowless, confusing labyrinth of corridors and cubicles. You know, in my view, the former Hydro building would be a far superior place for these good folks to work more efficiently in comfort with natural light. You know, as a building of the late 1950s, it likely does have a few issues that would have to be addressed. You know, things like asbestos, for example. But such remediation would have to be done regardless of who occupies the building. In the meantime, I'm told the building is being used as a set for movies. Most recently in the Bob Odenkirk film, Nobody.
Ooh, I'm going to have to check that out. Now, can you please give me a hint about next week's episode?
Well, these days we're seeing a lot of long-term institutions closing, including two in Portage-la-Prairie. They will be our focus next week.
Thanks for that, Gordon.
We'll talk next week. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.